It's time for our regular vocalised slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined again by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share some of the upcoming accessible events that have been highlighted in their weekly email newsletter. Hello, Jess, how are you?
Hello, Toby. I'm really good, thank you.
Jess, we're going to start with a journey into the written word at the British Library.
We are, yes. Our first offering this week is an audio description guide which Vocalise have created to the exhibition at the British Library of Hebrew Manuscripts, Journeys of the Written Word. So unfortunately the exhibition is no longer on, but not to worry, because there's this audio description guide which you can listen to, and it's through the British Library website on their YouTube channel, lasts just over half an hour, and there's descriptions of 12 key objects in the exhibition, and it's a really fascinating look back at the really rich history, traditions, cultures and the religions of the Jewish people over the centuries, dating right back to the 10th century, and some rarely seen treasures in manuscripts. And yeah, it's a really interesting look and lots to learn and find out about their cultures at this audio description guide.
We now move to Milton Keynes with a dance piece at the Peace Pagoda.
Yes, a part of Milton Keynes International Festival is an audio described dance performance on Saturday the 24th of July at 3 o'clock, and there's also a pre-show tour at 2:15, and yeah, it's called Black Victorians, and it's performed outdoors at the Peace Pagoda at North Willen Lake in Milton Keynes. And this is a really interesting look back at the both historical and contemporary perceptions of Black people throughout history. And it's performed, as I said, it's a dance performance. So through the touch tour beforehand, you'll find out about how the performance has been created, meet the member of the company and find out all the set and costumes involved in the performance itself.
Now we have a twist on a historical tale with Six the Musical.
Yeah, the smash hit Six the Musical is back in the West End, and it's going to be audio described on Saturday the 31st of July at 4 o'clock at the Lyric Theatre on Shaftesbury Avenue. And it's the six wives of Henry VIII. They're on stage, they're telling their stories, and they have been transformed from those Tudor queens, and they have now become 21st century pop princesses to tell their stories through you through their music.
Yeah, I think there's some cracking tunes in that one, as some people might say.
Yeah, definitely. One for everyone to go and enjoy.
And now we come to the roots of photography at the Dulwich Picture Gallery.
This is a picture description talk at the Dulwich Picture Gallery, and it's on the Thursday the 5th of August at 11 o'clock. This is an online talk and discussion session, and it's from their exhibition, The Unearthed Photography's Roots. So this is going back, tracing the history of photography and how it's been portrayed over time through depictions both in nature and botany. So this is a free event, and if you go to the Dulwich Picture Gallery website, you can find the booking link. As usual with the description talks, you'll get the detailed descriptions about the exhibition works, and then there'll be a chance to have some discussion and to have your questions answered.
And finally, Jess, we have a very funny play at the Orange Tree Theatre with Last Easter by Bryony Lavery.
Yeah, this sounds great, and I think I'd really like to go to this myself. So Last Easter is going to be audio described at the Orange Tree Theatre in Richmond. It's on Saturday the 7th of August at 2:30 p.m. And yeah, it sounds very funny, but also moving play, a group of friends going on a pilgrimage to France, hoping for some miracle from one of them, who has been diagnosed with a really devastating illness, and hoping for miracles, even though they're non-believers. And yeah, funny look at where you can find miracles these days, and you know, what friendship really means to people. So yeah, sounds really great.
And Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, or just find out more about Vocalise, where can they go to find out more?
You can go to the Vocalise website, so that's vocalise.co.uk. Find out everything that's on through our weekly What's On and online newsletter, which you can also sign up to get sent directly to your inbox every Thursday. There's also our What's On section where you can search to find all the upcoming audio described events, searching by category if you're into the theatre, musicals, or museums and galleries. We also have information on our social media, our Facebook and Twitter pages, which are at VocalizeAD. And you can always email Vocalize, which is enquiries@vocalize.co.uk, and we'll try and help answer all your queries.
Well, thank you very much indeed once again, Jess Beale from Vocalize, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Toby, and see you again next time.